pleasure right now to say that I was so happy to be your greeter this morning, and now we're going to turn the call over to Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. And again, thank you, Minister Willa, for just getting everyone spiritually seated and greeting the people of God on this line. And we are so grateful that we prayed those traveling mercies that you went safely to D.C. and are back home safely and had an awesome birthday celebration. We just praise God for another year of life and for you being such a strategic part of our Master's Call family. So again, I thank you. This is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas. And I love how Minister Willa called it a terrific testifying Tuesday. And we just are testifying of the goodness of our Lord and Savior, his faithfulness in our lives for another day to give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. So we extend to you the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning, and we're excited about you being a part of this call, a part of this ministry that God has given Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, and we have just journeyed down this road just with our spiritual safety belts, watching God show up and show out each and every morning. So thank you on this testifying Tuesday for you choosing to be a part of what God is doing, as I always say, in us, but most important, what he's doing through us. And the mission statement that the Lord gave us at the Alpha, at the beginning of this journey, is that we are called on this TMC, the Master's Call, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we endeavor each and every morning, Monday through Friday, to bring your life an enriching word of God, you know, like a rich candy bar with just deep, dark chocolate that, good, well, a good word. Each and every morning, we endeavor to bring to you and enhance your life, like the Jabez prayer, expand your borders so that you see the possibilities of you being that anointed and appointed minister in the marketplace. And because the word of God is downloaded into your heart and spirit on this call, that you are empowered to go out and make a difference and make a change in the name of Jesus. And the scripture that the Lord gave us for this call and this assignment can be found in Psalms 88:13. And the 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we are crying out to the Lord. We are thanking him. We're praising him. We're celebrating him and exalting his holy name, because truly the Master's Call is all about the Master. And we have a website that we invite you to visit where each and every day we chronicle our messages. They are taped, they're recorded, and at your leisure to go back and get refueled, refreshed, revived, and also to pass it on, to let others know that there is a place each and every morning where a fresh rhema word can be heard. And our website is the Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And avail yourself. Just click on all the many, many links since we began this journey back in October of last year. And I tell you, you can feast on the word, get fed full, and be satisfied in Jesus. We also have an email address, because one of the other strategic assignments of this ministry is to pray, is to stand in the gap. We say it every morning, to bombard heaven with thus saith the word of the Lord. And we welcome you to send us your prayer requests, your praise reports. Just give us a shout out. Got an awesome little refreshing shout out from one of our listeners in Tacoma, Washington, and that's early in the morning, that she got up and just was thanking us for being here. We don't have any idea the lives that we touch when we come corporately together to lift up the name of Jesus. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We welcome your prayer requests in every Friday because we're so serious about this assignment. At the end of our 30-minute call, for those who like, we encourage you to stay on the line, and we literally take your prayer requests, and we have a group of prayer warriors who literally bathe these prayer requests in the word of God, and we are watching God destroy the yoke, deliver lives, move. We know others are praying, but we are on our post, and we're doing what thus said the word of the Lord for this call, and we have had some awesome praise reports come forth. So if you don't have a chance to email us, definitely every Friday hang on the line, and we will be honored to take your prayer request. One prayer request I do want to keep before our TMC family as we get ready to go to prayer. Many of you are brought together through Artists International, and we are lifting up our owners, the Diaz de Leon family, Christian-owned company, and we thank God for them, and that's what's yoked our lives together. But one of our former Platinum President, Stormy Wellington, lost her mother. We had got the prayer request from Rushi that she had had a stroke last week and was paralyzed on her left side, and they're not really sure what happened, but she went home to be with the Lord, and it's all about prayer on this line, and we don't care where you came from, where you are now. We love Stormy, and we want to encourage you all to lift her and her family up. They had just come through a storm with her brother, and we were praising God for him coming out of a dark place that is doing well, and now her mother has gone home to be with the Lord. So please keep Stormy Wellington lifted up and her entire family in prayer. And for those of you who are part of the Artists International family, we're encouraging you to go to your back office and avail yourself and read the many announcements. We are in the midst of an I Am Artist tour, and we're encouraging you to find out what city they're in, but as praying people to keep this tour lifted up in prayer. Pray for traveling mercies, for strength, for their bodies, protection, and for the provision of God as the people of God are drawn out to the meetings to hear why we are so excited about artists, and it is a tool that God is using as a vehicle for ministry in the marketplace. And those of you who are not an artist, we welcome you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and take a serious look at why we are so excited about Artists International. We are coming up to the end of the month, so we're praying for great favor and success for each and every one of you. We now at this time, I would like to go back. I think, Minister Will, are you opening us up in prayer or whoever's assigned this morning?
Yes, I am, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you.
All righty. Yeah, the floor.
Again, good morning, TMC family. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Psalm 100 tells us to make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and it is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name this morning. So we thank and praise you for your word. Yes, we are the sheep of your pasture. We gather early as your flock to hear your word, O Lord. So, Father God, we thank and praise you for the TMC, where we can all gather together to hear what thus says the Lord before we go out to serve you this day. And I mean to serve, not to get all we can get, hallelujah, Heavenly Father, but to serve you this day. Father God, we thank and praise you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we forever lift Dr. P.K. Roberts up, Lord, as she goes through a new life, as she goes through the time that she is experiencing, Lord. We lift her up and thank you, Lord, that she stepped by this way on the TMC. Father, we thank and praise you, O God, that Dr. Vanessa is well able to carry the baton, but she can't do it by herself, Lord. So as she reaches out every morning, Lord, we always pray that those of us who have a prayer life, for those who want to join us to to touch them, oh, Lord, to step up, oh, God. So, Father God, that you just tug at somebody's heart, not to make them feel guilty, but to say, yes, I know I've been wanting to do it and I haven't done it. So then, Lord, be it your will. Let that be done in Jesus' name. But continue, Lord, to order Dr. Vanessa's footsteps. Continue to hold her up when she's tired and when she's weary, because you know we said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but we are not to keep the carry the baton alone. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, for the purpose, for the reason that we are here right now, Lord, is to seek you and to love you and to increase us more and more. So, Father God, we just thank you for them, that you continue to speak to their hearts, Lord. Father, continue to be with Stormy and her entire family, Lord, right now as they gather together, oh, Lord. We understand what a time can be like. So, Father, but you know more than we do. And now, God, we speak to the airwaves. We know, okay, hallelujah, that the airwaves, because we have already spoken to them, and airwaves, nothing but a name. Satan's nothing but a name. So we bind them in Jesus' name and loose in the atmosphere your presence, your glory, your way of doing things, that the airways are clear right now for this word to go through. Then speak to each and every heart that they are set free from anything that might be going on with them right now so that they can hear the word fully. Be with our speaker this morning. We thank and praise you, Lord. She's bringing a ready rhema word for us to hear. Father God, we thank and praise you that she is speaking what thus says the Lord, that it will fall on good ears, good ground, that we may be able to run with it in Jesus' name to be a blessing to someone else. We consider it done, and we seal this call in your name, the blood of Jesus. We give you thanks and praise. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, woman of God, Minister Willa, for aligning the heavens so that the word of God can go freely through the atmosphere. Well, we're excited about our mouthpiece from the throne room of God this morning. Our speaker this morning is one we know and love very well, and if you've been on the call any period of time, you've heard her voice, Minister Candy Gillanew. Candy, great. I'm going to read her a little short bio because I tell you, sometimes we don't understand the wealth that we have within us and around us. Candy gained the respect of the business world through her contributions to Xerox, Federal Express, GE, and DBM, where she spent over 20 years in positions ranging from sales executive, managing consultant, and VP. Candy is presently the owner and president of a career and business coaching practice, the Metamorphosis Group, which she launched over 15 years ago. She works with professionals, entrepreneurs, and small business owners in their quest to generate more sales, improve work performance, and grow professionally and spiritually. She served as a mentor through the Chicago Mentatum 100 program, assisting women to become better business women. She was selected and trained by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson, who is the author of The Prayer of Jabez, as a dream giver coach. She is a certified graduate of Coach U and holds the distinction of Professional Certified Coach, PCC, through the International Coach Federation. Candy is also a licensed teacher in the state of Illinois, where she also currently teaches in the Chicago public school system. She has been a faithful member of Living Word Christian Center under the tutelage of Dr. Bill Whitson for over 20 years. There she served 9 years on the TV ministry as camera person and director, and she is currently serving as the faculty member of the Joseph Business School of Entrepreneurs, where she teaches and serves as an advisor to students. We also are so honored to have Candy serve this call each and every day and be a faithful member of the Master's Call family as one of our anointed and strategic prayer warriors. Many mornings you've heard her voice open and close this call in prayer, and utmost, Candy is an anointed mouthpiece and vessel of the Lord. So I present to some and introduce to others this morning, Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me well?
Just speak a little louder.
Okay, is that better?
That's great right there. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Willa, my BFF, for that prayer and for commanding the atmosphere and setting the tone for this call. My message today is taken from a series of workshops based on the teachings from Dr. Wilkinson. You know, in Jeremiah 1:5, God said, "Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations." So before I before Jeremiah was even consumed in the womb, before he was even there, God had a purpose for his life and ordained him a prophet unto the nations. So my topic for you today is, if you knew who you were, you could be who you are. Dr. Miles Monroe once said, the cemetery is so rich. If we could extract the riches out of it, it would change the world overnight. Perhaps therein is a cure for AIDS that was left there in the mind of the deceased. He goes on to ask this question, will you contribute to the wealth of the grave? We were born to make manifest the glory of God. He placed an assignment in us through our purpose. It's not just in some of us. Booker T. Washington is not the only one God gave an assignment through his purpose. Thomas Edison wasn't the only one. Rosa Parks wasn't the only one. Bill Gates was not the only one. Oprah Winfrey is not the only one. Oral Roberts is not the only one that God placed an assignment in through the purpose. It's in every single one of us. We all have an assignment that is bigger than we are. What's your assignment? When Adam was put out of the garden, he lost his assignment. God used Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and other men and women of God with whom to fellowship and glorify him. You may hear your calling more than one time before you recognize it. Like Peter, for instance. He was a man who lived with Jesus, witnessed miracle after miracle that Jesus performed, including walking on the water himself with Jesus. Yet he denied Jesus three times before the crucifixion. But once Peter recognized his assignment and embraced it, he ended up being one of the greatest disciples, literally giving his life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Same with Saul. Saul persecuted Christians right and left, did it well. He thought that was his assignment until God spoke to him on the Damascus Road. Saul then recognized his assignment, changed his name to Paul, and began to rebuild the kingdom of God on earth. Our lives are also designed to tune us in to our calling. Event after event constantly points us in the direction of our calling. We just have to recognize it, embrace it, and act on it. Our assignment is the vehicle that gives us the power to contribute value to the home, the church, the community, the workplace, and the government. At any moment in our personal histories, we are a complex and specific collection of thoughts, ideas, emotions, experiences, feelings, skills, behavioral tendencies, personality traits, tastes, stylistic preferences, passion, aptitudes, intellectual orientation, physical coordination, and much, much, much more. Some of these are clear to us, but many of them, family, are often buried under the surface of our lives, unrealized and unexamined. Yet we do seem to want to know who we are. We want to know ourselves. So what can we hope to gain from a better understanding of who we are? Think about a time when you learned something new, not just a single fact, but a whole field of knowledge, a complex field of knowledge, like chemistry, for instance, or speaking a foreign language, or how your car works, or any other large, complex set of ideas, techniques, or skills. At first, the task may have seemed massive, and each new thing that was learned with a great degree of effort. It may have looked as though you would never be able to be good at that thing. You probably got discouraged. You may have strayed away from it, but you stayed with it. And then one day, in a moment of sudden renewed vitality, this thing that you had been struggling with had begun to take on a new light. It started to flow out of you with clarity and control. You had mastered the subject, and now you could work with it in a useful way. You had reached a threshold of understanding that gave you a level of power. There is power in the ability to convert knowledge into understanding and the ability to get things done through it. Proverbs 4:7 says, knowledge or wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Power is getting on the inside of who you are and being aligned with what God created you to be. I'm going to say that again. Power is getting on the inside of who you are and being aligned with what God created you to be. When you know who you are and embrace who God created you to be, you don't have low self-esteem or poor self-image. You don't question your self-worth. Dr. David Oyedepo said, we came into the world by God's deliberate design. He is our manufacturer. We are his product, and no product determines its function. Purpose is determined by the manufacturer. Excuse my English here, but I'm going to say it this way. God don't make no junk, and he don't make mistakes. Hallelujah. So with self-knowledge, you are more likely to be able to create what you want rather than settle for what arrives accidentally. Personal power is the ability to have your life as you want it to be according to God's will. How can you be who you are if you don't have enough knowledge to know who God created you to be? If you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the power. And if you don't have the power, what's inside you cannot be manifest out of you. Think of the different places where we say we are working. In the home, for instance, we do dishes, we clean the house, we repair broken things, mow the lawn, plant flowers, paint rooms, and do all the other things that we call working around the house. When we do these things, we are contributing something of positive value to our home environment. In our communities, we work on fund drives. We volunteer at food drives and shelters. We work election campaigns and give our time to the local scouts or Little League for our children's school. Again, we are contributing something of value to our communities. On our jobs, we were hired because we were expected to bring some value to that company. And either consciously or unconsciously, that is exactly what we strive to do. So our work, our assignment has something to do with contributing value. The contribution of value comes from what we do, which in turn comes from who we are. So then clearly our earthly assignment is the expression of self in the contribution of value. What we are doing when we work is expressing by contributing value outward from ourselves in the world. Our assignment, our work, is a form of self-expression. Truly satisfied people are fully self-expressive. What a full self-expression means is being able to take what God placed in us and transforming it into a satisfying reality outside of us. Fully self-expressive people are, by definition, powerful people. The world around them is the way they make it. They are the proactive, responsible, satisfied, energized masters of their own lives, operating in the assignment through the gifts and talents given them by God. If your assignment is about self-expression and full self-expression is about power, and power in this context is about self-knowledge, it makes sense that to the extent that we have a deep level of self-knowledge, we can be more powerful and self-expressive. To know why you are here, to be doing what you are here to do, is the ultimate form of self-expression and power. To the extent that you know and do these things, your work, your career, your life choices are more likely to lead you to a fully expressive life of satisfaction, contribution, joy, and power. So, what am I saying? In other words, when you are in a place in your life doing something that you are not supposed to be doing, being somebody you are not supposed to be, focusing exclusively on those external things, you are subject to powerlessness, confusion, frustration, dissatisfaction, and identity crisis in your life. Here's a truth that will help us in our goal to break through into new realms of power. God assigned Jesus a purpose for coming to the earth, a purpose that was deposited deep inside Jesus and drove his very existence. Every movement of Jesus was for a divine purpose. Everything Jesus said, everything Jesus did while he was here on earth was for a purpose. And that purpose was to take back the kingdom of God here on earth. 1 John 3:8 says, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." You are here for a purpose, and that purpose has been deposited inside your heart. Each of us is born with specific fingerprints and DNA. Each one of us was put into a family, given a time in history and a place on this earth different from any other human being. Each one of us has a dream down inside of us, family. Each one of us has a dream deep down inside of us. It may be buried deep in your heart. You may not talk about it. You may not think about it often, but it's there. And it describes an assignment which is dictated by the purpose for your life. What is your dream? What dream did God deposit in your heart that you're not doing? When God created us, the Bible says he created us in his own image. He gave us independent capabilities. Psalms 82:6 says, "Ye are gods." It means you are God over your circumstances and situations. To get it going, to change what is not right in you and in this world. Knowing and understanding our purpose is essential to knowing and understanding what God wants to do through you. First and foremost, our purpose is to glorify God and help rebuild his kingdom over the earthly kingdoms. Some of those earthly kingdoms are the media, the government, the financial institution, the educational system, the entertainment world, the judicial system, and the religious community. Yes, I said it, the religious community. Religion is so ungodly that it is the single most offense to the true body of Christ. Now, that's a whole other topic at another time. There is a specific will and purpose for each of our lives. Your calling, your work, your assignment. Through our assignments, no matter which of these earthly kingdoms our assignment falls within, through our work, our skills and talent, our careers, our business, we are to rebuild the kingdom of God on earth by taking dominion over these earthly kingdoms. How different would this world be if the body of Christ led the financial arena, the media, the entertainment world? How different would our world be, Master's Call family? With our purpose comes a source of God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Your assignment may change, but your purpose remains consistent. The ultimate purpose of the believer is to know who you are so you can tear down and take control over these earthly kingdoms of this world so that God is glorified in all of them. As Pastor Chuck said last Thursday in his message, find out what God wants to do in you and do that. It might be something that you'd like to do. It might be something that you're good at doing, but it might be something you think you don't like and don't know how to do it. But it keeps on showing up in your life, offering you an opportunity to do it. Pastor Chuck also said, obedience to God's calling unlocks God's favor. I know that God is calling each and every one of us to do something specific, to do something that no one else can do. He is calling us to do something great, greater than you can do in and of yourself. If you know who you are, you can do what God created you to do here on earth. So, Master's Call family, I'm going to close with a quote by George Eliot. He said, "It's not too late to be what you might have been." I pray this word has touched your heart today. God bless you, and back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, what a word. You knew who you were, you could be who you are. That is awesome. Thank you so much. She gave us a lot of nuggets. I was writing so fast, I couldn't wait to go back and listen to it again. God gave us all an assignment with purpose, and and if we're in our purpose, if we're doing what God has called us to do, then the power shows up. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Candy. Awesome nuggets that will bless our heart. We got a lot of meat to chew on this Testifying Tuesday from that awesome anointed word of God. We're going to call now Minister Tiffany, our evangelist, to seal this powerful word from Minister Candy and to lift up our prayer requests in our last 2 minutes. Evangelist Tiffany, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, dear.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the honor. To God be the praise. Father God, we just thank you for this appointed and divine time that you have brought each one of us to the Master's Morning Call on this Testifying Tuesday morning, oh God. For God, we all have a testimony, and I pray today as we go through our day that we allow our light to shine bright so that other men may see just how wonderful of a God that we truly serve, Father God. Help us to share, Father God, just how awesome you have been in our lives, Father God, that we would be world changers, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the word this morning, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for Minister Candy, and I pray that you would continue to lift her up to higher places, oh God. Father God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will remove pain, remove confusion, remove frustration, remove stress, remove depression, remove anxiety, remove doubt, remove fear, remove debt, remove disarray and disorder in our lives right now, oh God. I pray that we will walk in love, Father God, walk in purpose, walk in power, walk in wisdom, walk in discernment, walk in understanding, Father God, walk in hope, walk in faith, Father God, walk in joy, Father God, walk in obedience, Father God, walk in your favor, Father God, that we will be humble, oh God, Father God, for every need that has been spoken on this line, Father God, we decree and declare that it is already done in your name, oh God. Father God, for those unspoken needs, we declare the same, Father God. Touch those that who are sick, Father God. Touch those who are in the hospital, Father God. Comfort those who have bereaved ones who have been called on to be with you, oh God. Put your arms around them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. For you already said in your word that victory is already ours, Father God. So we claim the victory over every situation, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. And today we give this day to you, oh God. Let us all walk in favor this day, Father God, and prosperity and abundance shall be ours, and we declare it and decree it right now in the name of Jesus, and it is so. And we give you the praise, the honor, and glory. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing that word with prayer and lifting up our prayer requests and knowing that God does hear and answer prayer. So we conclude our call today just celebrating this word that was brought forth today by Minister Candy. We thank you. We speak life and virtue back into you for what you've poured out to us. We thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us in prayer and getting everyone greeted and seated this morning. And to our evangelists, thank you for sealing it all and calling it done. So we encourage you now, each and every one of you on the line, part of our TMC, the Master's Call family, to go out now and accept and submit to the mandate of the call of God from the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Be his kingdom builder. We speak the blessings of the Lord on you and thank you for being a part of what God is doing on this line each and every morning. Have a testifying terrific Tuesday, and we look forward to hearing your shout-out tomorrow where Pastor Chuck will bring us the word. Have a blessed day, and until we meet again, be blessed. Bye-bye.